All right, call our meeting back to order. We've got a couple of things after our executive. The no fireworks thing, what's your memory on that?
Well, we made a motion to put signs up, but they never got up on the lookout point. You know, on 165, we made a motion on July 3rd to make sure that, because neighbors are concerned they were going to shoot fireworks off on that lookout point. Remember that?
Yeah, I think get the sign made or something, or what?
I think I went by there and looked at them.
You saw the signs?
The report I got that they were up, and I believe I drove by there and looked at them.
Okay, well, I missed them, so. I guess that was just on a reminder for us that the signs were, was it a permanent sign or a temporary sign?
Well, there may have been some discussion about temporary, but it...
Were they permanent enough?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember the previous motion. Was it just for 30 days? I can't remember what we did at.
I don't know, but...
How about a motion to leave them up?
Permanently. I mean, if somebody that... People's whole time stopping there. If somebody set off some fireworks and somebody went off the road, or if one of them went into a window.
All right, so your motion is, Danny, is that you're moving then?
Yeah.
I'll second the motion to leave the no fireworks signs on the lookout property on 165.
Okay.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Donnie, got that, Danny? Motion, Chuck second it.
Yep. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Did you...
We have two things left, maintenance and purchasing. So I can walk down there real fast, or we can try to get a hold of Linda real fast. I think what Linda... One thing I saw in the email, Linda was going to come in and talk about some training in Kansas City, but I think Rick says that we're over on the training line item for Linda, so if there's no budget, then she can't go.
No.
So we're going to stick to the budget line item, but I don't know what else she may have on her list. Let me see if I can't get a hold of her real fast. Here, why don't we recess for 2 minutes here, and I'll go down.
All right.
Or you guys can talk about something else, but let me just go down and talk to Linda real fast. See if
Will.
Linda and Renee are both on the list.
Press, if you're interested, I made a motion to request that the health department permanently not use the officer that's been in a situation recently. Mr. Barry shared that he had already done that on a temporary basis. Ask him not to work out in the county, to take county calls. And I made a motion that we ask him to make that permanent. But I didn't get a second. I didn't get a second at this point.
Do we need to be an executive for it? No.
I was going to have Phil in here, but I didn't have time to get a hold of him.
What's that?
I was going to have Phil to come in here with me
this,
but I didn't have time to get a hold of him.
Oh, okay. Is this on the email you sent about Johnson Controls?
Right, uh-huh, okay. About the training.
All right.
Let me tell you what our goal is for this.
Please.
I'd like to eventually be able to get the program that they have, that we have for Johnson Control, and... We will be able to take care of everything. We won't have to call Johnson Control to come in and fix.
Repair.
And do you know what they charge?
Do I know what they charge?
You know.
Yes, I know what they charge.
Yeah, and this is just a step to get us some training. And then hopefully down the road we can purchase a program, which is about $3,000. I know that's high. But if you figure how many trips that they might have to make up here, we could save money by learning how to take care of stuff ourselves.
Renee, you know me, tightwad. It seemed like that when we should have had this training when we took over, when they gave us control of the building, It was our building. They were done constructing it. And we had all, I know there was tons of stuff. There had to be tons of stuff that your department looked at. But it seems to me like that they were the contractor, right, that put all this stuff in?
That's right. The problem with that is that whenever they gave the training, John Lavender was here.
Right, right.
And so he left and...
So the training left with
right,
him, you're
the
saying?
Training left with him.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better that...
Right.
Because it seemed like they would be responsible to... I mean, they gave... sold us a product. They ought to be responsible to teach us how to use the product, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did that and we've got new help, then I can understand us having to retrain.
And I figure that we could probably, 4 to 6 hours, we could probably... get this training done, but like I said, I want you to think about down the future buying the program so we can start doing stuff ourselves.
Okay. One question that came to my mind as I'm just thinking here when you sent the email was, why not to save the mileage and the time that they charge us, why don't y'all go up there? But then I figured I tried to answer my own question that you got to have your hands on the equipment here, so that didn't make sense. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And plus, they don't do the training at their facility. We would have to go to like Kansas City, so we're looking at more money if we actually went to training
right.
somewhere else.
So give us. You mentioned the 3,000. There's Phil. Come on up, sir. You mentioned the 3,000. That's not what you're asking for now, or is it?
No, I just, somewhere down the road.
But you're asking for 6 hours training or something like that?
Right.
Currently to have their guy come down and go through all the stuff and how it works and how to fix it and all that jazz.
Right.
Who was the other person that was trained when they were here, John?
Just John.
Okay.
I would say that wasn't a very extensive training at all. It just probably hit on the highlights. And there's a lot of I basically started looking into the equipment late last fall. And I started with the rooftop units. And I found a lot of things with the rooftop units. They're kind of highly technical rooftop units compared to most, with the heat wheels. And reheat coils, bypass dampers, economizers. Anyway, there were several issues with a lot of the units that the equipment wasn't working right. In fact, it was working just the opposite of what it should have been. So I set out to try to correct that stuff. And a lot of it I could correct through the hardwired controls. But then there were some issues that we're in the ladder logic of the programming, which that's where I started running into.
Ladder logic?
Yeah.
Coach said?
Yeah. I started running into problems with the controls. There's only so far I could go with that. So I tried to start training myself on it, because there is some information to be had on the internet, but you can only go so far with that before you need somebody you can sit down with and get direct answers
right.
to direct questions.
So I forget the figures. We're talking $1,000?
That's 116 times 6, so about $800 probably or so. It's a full day's work.
Right.
For both of you guys, right?
Right.
To chase a little rabbit, the problem we had that we had to have them down for before, the connection?
That was a sensor.
Sensor.
And there again, that was... when he did come down on that, he told me he was impressed that we were able to figure out how to get around that and put the system back into operation before they came down to actually do that repair.
What I was wanting to chase was, it seems poor that we've got to work on something as new as it is. Was that sensor... Was it just a defective sensor, or was it? I thought maybe there was a connection involved. And
no, it was a sensor itself, and there's multiple sensors on each each system. So that will be an ongoing problem.
So if you get through this training, is that something you think that you'll be able to say, there's the sensor and go fix it, or is it still going to have them to come do something like
that? Well, at the time, I knew what the problem was.
I remember you saying something to me about it.
I don't have the equipment or the knowledge really to go in there and change that, because when Tony came to change that, there's also some software involved, HVAC Pro software, and he had to hook up to that at the unit to recalibrate the new sensor when it was put in.
I've got a question for you, and I don't want you to take this wrong because you're in charge of the department, but I do know that I would not want you opening up a unit down there with no more experience than you've got in electrical. So I don't know that you going on a trip to pay for training in a situation is a good idea, because all it could do is possibly cause you to be injured or killed in a electrical situation, to where Phil is experienced throughout all that, knows what not to get himself into as far as trying to do something that he shouldn't.
Well, I don't think Renee would do that, but it would.
Well, I'm saying she might if she thought she had the training to do it.
It would
and
be beneficial.
Other things that are.
It'd be beneficial to her to have a little more knowledge, and a lot of that I can show her. But there again, she's probably got questions I can't answer.
Well,
so
but the training. I mean, they're coming here. You're not going someplace else.
Right.
You're not going on a trip.
They're coming here.
Yeah, because we could actually...
We could have two or three people sitting there...
With a list of specific problems and questions that we can get answers to, Tony could shed some light on the answers for those at a fraction of the cost it would take to go to a training seminar, which there are several of those you'd have to choose between, and none of them totally encompass everything. I mean, they've engineered it that way on purpose, so you've got to take more than one course, and they're a $1,500 plus average per course, and they're out of town. Yeah, I think the closest ones are like Houston.
So, you do that, if we go forward with this training, and the same kind of a thing happens with the sensor again, did I hear you say we're still going to ask them to come down and take care of it?
Yeah, this is basically a step in the direction that I think the county needs to go in order to save money over the long term. It's not going to be an immediate, we're going to save money right now, but it's going to be a step in that direction.
I would liken it to what the IT does. They do the training on Cisco and Microsoft so that they don't have to call on every issue. They still call for help now and then,
exactly.
But they're able to troubleshoot, reduce the amount of time when they do have to come on site. They've already done the preliminary troubleshooting to reduce the number of hours they're going to bill against us. So it's just a step. It's one of many steps to get more self-sufficient, so we
exactly.
don't and self-reliant. So
let me say something though. I'm not going to be, as county commissioner, approving someone to open up one of those units that don't have electrical experience to the extent that you have it.
But yeah, for sure.
But and a lot of that stuff in troubleshooting, you have to have the equipment, has to have power supply to it, and someone that, let me just say it like this, somebody that thinks they know what they're doing is more dangerous than somebody that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's a difference between somebody being willing to work on a piece of equipment.
Right, and it's nothing against you, Renee.
Oh, yeah.
I just personally don't want anybody that's in the maintenance department other than somebody with electrical skills to know, because it's easy enough to get killed if you're an electrician when you're dealing with that kind of stuff. It happens all the time all over the United States. I mean, qualified people and everything, but I do not want somebody, and unless you two gentlemen want to go ahead and vote on that, but I won't support that.
I'm going to fall back onto that.
We're talking two different things.
Yeah,
we're talking about them being trained, We're not talking about
and we're talking
going
about
in and working
the application right now. We're just trying to get a baseline of a beginning point.
Yeah, I'm going to fall back to what I was trying to explain as far as Renee goes. I don't believe she would ever try to get into the unit and try to fix anything.
Oh, no.
But she, it wouldn't hurt for her to have some knowledge, even dealing with the technicians that come out to work on the equipment, to have that base knowledge, to know what they're talking about, would be nice for her.
And I'm just seeing that there's two or maybe even a third person who's going to be there in the training. You're the guy that's experienced, Phil. It's nice to have somebody else listening.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
back
yeah,
to an issue.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't hurt.
Now, what'd they tell us about that? It's nice
well,
to have
they might actually come up
ears.
With a simpler question that I wouldn't even think of that would be beneficial, you know.
So. Don't want too many, but
yeah.
A couple of three is a positive thing, I think. Have you thought about a third person?
No, haven't.
I hate to throw too many in there, actually.
Two's probably enough.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
If you come up to the microphone, you could.
From what I've talked to these two about this, it might be that you might want to try to get somebody in the IT department come down and listen because they might have expertise in the programming part that would help you with it. I don't know.
They would probably have some general knowledge, but it's set up on BACnet, which BACnet is pretty much an operating system that is only used for building control.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt they're familiar with BACnet itself.
I doubt they're familiar with that, but they understand operating systems, and because they understand operating systems, they might help you ask the right questions is the reason I was suggesting that.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that would probably be an issue that it would be best maybe to get with, I don't know who it would be, Bill or Sean, and maybe kick around some information to start with so that they could maybe give some input. But as far as having them in the meeting, I don't know as though that would be that beneficial.
Good question, sounds like.
I'm in favor of them going or ordering the training, though. And that you're really asking, Renee, is can you spend the money on that?
Right.
I think it'd be beneficial long term. And like I said earlier, like Jim explained better than I did, this is just a step. You know, it's not a cure-all, but it's a step in that right direction. Because there are more steps that would need to be taken. And I'm not saying that Johnson Controls set up their Metasys system with the intentions of trapping the end users into using them for service. But in essence, that's how it's turned out to be, I mean, for most. Because it's new technology, and any of the HVAC companies you call, their technicians are not familiar with it. In fact, the ones I've been in contact with and had work on anything here. The minute I mentioned Johnson Controls, they're backpedaling. And I'm like, well, I'll take care of that end of it. It just makes it harder for them to do their job because they can't go to a thermostat and make it call, you know, and step through their troubleshooting. You've got to work around it in the computer program. To make the unit call and do what it's supposed to do.
Kind of like we used to fix our cars and now we can't do that anymore.
Exactly. So the more we know about it, the more we understand. There are some bugs and glitches in the programming that I don't feel like Johnson Control did a very good job of setting it up to start with. That with enough knowledge, I think could be cleaned up and put into terms that the average person could at least understand some of the things that maybe they could get in there and alter. Whereas right now, there's been a few items that I've thought were one thing, they were labeled, and I thought as they were labeled that they were one thing. And as I've played with it, I've come to find out that no, they weren't what I interpreted their label as. So I've had to go back and rework those. Basically, they're parameters for actual cooling temperature, calling point and heating temperature calling point. I thought they were for occupied and unoccupied. But in essence, what they're doing is, and I can't change it completely. I can override it, but I can't change it, which would be nice to be able to change those parameters actually without overriding them. But what they do is with the VAV systems, which are variable air volume systems scattered throughout. Each zone has a VAV, and they'll call for cooler heat. So they're dampered, but then they've got electric heat in them. So if you have the temperature common set point at 73 degrees, and then they have a actual heating set point at 72 degrees, that thermostat's going to call for cooling until that zone temperature thermostat basically satisfies, which is going to be basically around 72 degrees. It hits 72 degrees, and then that actual heating temperature kicks in, and the VAV's electric heat kicks in. So, in essence, it's fighting against itself all day long, which, you know, economically, that isn't helping the electric bill.
So, do we need a motion?
That's a mistake in the first place for it to be set up like that, so I don't know whether the company itself would be.
I don't think you, at this point you can go back to them and get any. I think it would just be a big argument. I think we need to learn how to be able to experiment with some of those numbers and parameters and get it set up to where the end user. A lot of that was just done rule of thumb. You know, when they made the program, it was just rule of thumb, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But when you actually get into the end user part of it, you need to be able to alter that to get it to where it's satisfying the end user's actual needs.
Do we hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the expenses related to $116 an hour for up to 6 hours of training.
Second.
For maintenance.
Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
While you're here, anybody want to brag on them? Appreciate you, what y'all do. I know we had to pull out of the building, and I think y'all did a fine job there. And
yeah, that was just
hell. All the rest you're doing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you coming and explaining things well to us.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I wouldn't touch
anything.
Yeah, there you go. We're done.
Oh, before you all get away, can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure.
We came up, I guess after the 8% cut in the budget thing, I had a comment about, and I've heard them before numerous times. Can you explain what we're doing as far as lighting? The comment that one employee came to is, why don't we turn off some of the lights in the new facility? Like they mentioned, parking lot lights. And hey, where are we at? I mean, how y'all, are you working on that or got any thoughts?
I had some thoughts on it, but I felt like it was kind of pulled away from it, so I just kind of let it go.
Well, I haven't pursued it. I guess we're kind of running close on time here, but I would like us to set up a little work session and discuss our lighting. I know.
Well, I don't know what's going on with the energy grant deal and all that. I've not been involved in any of that really. So
the outside lighting doesn't qualify. So we're not touching the outside lighting. But I think Chuck's question is parking lot lighting and all that. So
yeah, well, I think the comment they had was, why don't you turn them off at midnight or 1:00?
Well, there are definite alternatives there, and the way it's presently wired, and I don't know why they did it the way they did, the way they grouped the fixtures the way they did, and it would involve doing some rewiring, but I believe it can be set up to where, you know, a certain amount of fixtures can be shut off at such and such hour. You know, it's going to alter from summer to winter and only leave on
Minimal.
Yeah, minimal that's needed at night, I mean through the night, instead of everything running all night long. Same with the parking garage.
Is there some reason we don't want them to look at that?
I mean, there will be some expense involved in doing it, but there again, it's kind of the long-term benefit of it might outweigh the expense.
I don't hear anybody saying don't work on it. I'd like you to pick that ball back up and look at, you know.
I had mentioned it one time, taking a lot of those dual bullhorns off and dropping them down to one fixture, and I think that's a very feasible alternative to running.
I've heard you mention that before. Is there thoughts on that?
Just aesthetically, I'm indifferent completely. I mean, I know the biggest thing that when we looked at the outside lighting, rewiring was gave us, if we individually rewired stuff or grouped it differently, it'd give us the most flexibility of getting these lights turned off.
Of control, yeah.
Yeah, because right now we don't have, basically, is it groups of six right now or something like that?
No, it's not even groups of six. Okay. It's just sporadic.
Right, yeah. So I knew that when we start looking at that, it would entail complete rewiring, which sounds like a great fall project or a winter project when it's, you can't do much other, but I would think we want to look into that definitely, put some timers or something in there. So, but take it also, run. I mean, I'm also fine with you switching them out to single light bulbs too. I mean, we've got so many lights out there.
I don't think aesthetically it's going to be a change. I mean, kind of like getting a haircut.
Right.
You're going to see a change, but you know, as soon as everybody's used to it, it's not going to be ugly. It's going to be different. The parking garage lights up top, the pole lights, I would like to see those gone and maybe utilize, if we did pull some of these, to maybe put three of those down through there instead of those pole lights, if that's a possibility. We have two poles left over that were out there at Road and Bridge that I found. So we just need to gain one more, which I guess we've got because you're wanting to use five around the courthouse.
Six. That was an option that Frank was, I guess, looking at some prices and stuff before he came back before the commission. So, but I mean, the single seemed like the
cost moving them to single is practically nothing, and when you had time, you could start doing it.
It's just a matter of labor, basically. There,
when you had time, you could work on it. Is that what we want them to work on?
I'm fine with it.
And then
are the other two guys?
I am.
Okay.
You might have a matter of storage, because you can end up with, you know, 25 to 30 lights extra. You know, I don't know where you want to store them, what you want to do with them, or anything like that.
Well, that's a better, I mean, that's a good problem to have. I mean, if we're going to cut, the bill in half,
yeah,
aren't we?
Well, yeah, I mean, theoretically.
It should cut it substantially.
Yeah, theoretically it will.
Okay, I think you got to go to do that when you have time.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thanks.
I got you. All right, is there anything else on our...
Everything else was pulled.
Okay.
Motion to recess.
Recess. Okay, the plan is...